Okay, welcome. So for the beginning of this meeting, just sit comfortably in the Welcome yourself. Welcome your experience without reference to the past, without reference to, without any reference. A simple, pure, fresh moment of being, of presence. Which is not trying to attain anything. It's just resting as itself without defining yourself in any way. So that the body mind is restful, effortlessly restful. Not trying to do anything. Not trying to figure anything out. Simply not knowing. Which is not something that you need to know. In a way, not knowing refers to our natural way, restful not knowing, resting presence, awareness. Not complicated. And in this restfulness, there is no me or you, no separate beings or separate characters. This presence is neither female nor male. One could say it's alive. But not an object. The aliveness of being, the amness, the fullness. Sometimes we say the full emptiness. Being presence, but not being somebody in time. Not being a person, a mother, a father, son, daughter. But the eternity of being, being the beingness, which is not an appearance in time and space, which takes on the form of this appearance, but remains transparent, remains non-phenomenal. And throughout your entire experience, being is presence, awareness, is formless and transparent. Borderless. The peace of being. At the heart, at the core of being is the peace, which is gateless. It's a gateless peace. It permeates your entire experience once you allow it to. Once you do not restrict or constrict the peace, with your beliefs about who you are, beliefs about how things should be. Beliefs about how others should behave. And the core belief that I am a person, that I am a material form, overlooking the reality of consciousness. Imagining consciousness to be a concept, or to be some personal experience, which it is not. Consciousness is the reality of experience. Thoughts appear within consciousness, within awareness. Consciousness does not arise from a thought or from a feeling. Some people say, all there is this. And their personhood is hiding behind these statements. Their sense of me. Their storyline is important to them. Becomes a new subtle identity. Very tricky. The peace of being is not personal. Because there is no person, in fact. Outside of the belief and feeling, that we take for evidence that there is a person. A stream of thoughts and a stream of feelings. But in fact, there is no, never has been a personal consciousness. Yes. Never was and never has been or never will be personal freedom, personal peace, because it's never been a person. The revelation that there is no person opens the gate. Which has always been open. In fact, there's never been a gate. The gateless gate from what to what, from where to where. From a troubled mind to a peaceful mind. From confusion to tranquility, to clarity. From a sense of concern to deep satisfaction, causeless. What stands in the way? Is there a hurdle that we're trying to jump over? And who's jumping over the hurdle? What is this hurdle? Something that appears to you how could anything that appears to you be a hurdle to your very being, to your own knowingness? I am the reality which perceives, the reality which is, the reality of consciousness. Each moment is a fresh moment. causeless freedom, joy of being. Thank you.